History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi, and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today we're speaking with Joseph Rogers, who's a radio host, speaker, and lead singer for the band Seventh Day Slumber. We've got him on the line all the way from the States at the moment. How are you, mate?
Man, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on you guys' show.
Now, Joseph, I've been a big fan of your band for years. You guys have certainly put out some rocking songs and albums over the years. For those who don't know, a bit of the story of how the band got together. Tell us a bit of the history.
Well, the band started in right at the end of 96. So in 1997, basically, is when our band started. I had just come off of a suicide attempt. I was a drug addict for a lot of years. I started using cocaine when I was 14. I started using drugs and alcohol when I was 12. But at 14 was the first time that I tried cocaine. And by the age of 16, I was robbing and stealing. I was in trouble with the police. And by the age of 18, I was finally convicted of my first felony. I was looking at prison time. By the age of 21, I had a $400-a-day cocaine addiction.
Whoa.
By the age of 22 years old, I had just made a decision that I was done living. I was going to commit suicide. And I took a lethal dose of cocaine to stop my heart. And my mom walked in unexpectedly, and just in time to see her youngest son overdose on cocaine right in front of her on her living room floor. And she was screaming and crying. She cried out to Jesus, and she had called the ambulance and the paramedics. They got there, and they put me in the back of the ambulance. And it was there in the back of the ambulance that I felt the hand of God. It was there in the back of the ambulance that I felt the power of God. And I knew that Jesus was with me, and I gave my life to him in the back of that ambulance. And it was shortly after that that I ended up making the decision that I wanted to do ministry full-time. I didn't care what kind of ministry. I didn't care if it was in music or if it was just running around on the streets telling people about Jesus, but I just knew that everybody needed to hear this. And so I went straight to Bible college after that, and the band started at that Bible college in 97.
So you needed the prayers of that praying mama, hey?
I'm alive today because I had a praying mom. For those listeners out there, maybe it's a mom, maybe you're a dad. I'm here to tell you right now that prayer works, that just because God didn't answer your prayer at the moment that you prayed it, and then we get frustrated and we're like, God, where are you? And God's like, I'm right here. I know what you need when you need it. You need to trust me. You need to lay it at my feet and trust me with your son. Trust me with your daughter. Don't you know that I love them? You know, that's what God is saying to that listener right now. That's what God was saying to my mom. And my mom surrendered. She'd pray every day and trust the Lord. And yes, it was tough. Yes, she was desperate. Yes, she cried out in the middle of the night, God, why haven't you healed him yet? But I'll tell you what, God, he healed me. Not only did he heal me, but he gave me a beautiful ministry that's changing lives all across the world. I'm married now to a wife who is amazing. I've got three beautiful children, and I'm the father to my kids that I never had.
Mm.
And so God did that, and it's all because my mom prayed for me, and she didn't listen to all the negative talk of, you know, why are you praying? He's not answering your prayer anyway. My mom stood strong, and she continued to pray, and God answered her prayer.
Now, the name of your band, Seventh Day Slumber, comes from Genesis 2:2, where on the seventh day after creating the universe, God rested. Did you guys just call the band that because you really just wanted to really chill out in your career? Was that the plan, you know?
Actually, you know what's funny about the name of the band is that I didn't even come up with it. So I got saved. I went to Bible college. I met this guy who's a cool, cool kid. His name was BJ Dufresne. And he didn't want to ever be in a band, but he was a drummer for a worship. You know, he did worship, but he didn't ever want to be in a band. And so he wanted to be a businessman. But he was like, hey, I let him hear a couple of my songs that I had written now that I'm a Christian. And he was like, man, I want to record those. I'll pay half if you'll pay half. And I was like, let's do it. So we recorded a demo. As we were on our way to the studio, he was like, hey, we need a name for the band. And he's like, I don't want to be in it, but I know you'd love to be in a band. So what, you know, what's a name? And I was like, I don't know, man. He's like, how about Seventh Day Slumber? And I was like, what does it even mean, man? And he's like, because I'm a new Christian at that time, you know? And I'm like, I don't even know what that means, man. He's like, it means that, like, God created the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh. And I was like, cool, let's do it.
Joseph, how would you best describe your music? I mean, I've been listening to a tad, and to me it's kind of like this alternate metal band / Christian rock. How would you describe it?
I think that our music is best described as modern rock, you know. But here's the thing. A lot of people will hear our heavy songs and think, you know, that's not for me. But there's a lot of songs on our records. You know, we've got 8 studio albums, and there are a lot of songs on our records that would, for the praying mom out there that doesn't like hard rock,
mm-hmm.
she could listen to From the Inside Out, which is a song we redid it, actually. But it got played all over the world. And anyway, it's a worship song. Or the song Caroline, which was written about my mother-in-law, whose husband left her after 32 years of marriage.
Mm.
He left her for another woman. And it broke her heart. And she moved in with my wife and I. And I wrote that song to minister to her heart. But Caroline is another song that, you know, we've got songs for everybody. And so to the soccer mom out there or to the football mom out there, you know, we're letting you know we've got music that you would love to hear. And so we don't like to really, you know, people think, oh, man, they're only a rock band because they see us and, you know, I got some tattoos and I looked a little weird. And so they go, oh, I don't think this band's for me. But you have to try it. You have to listen to it. But, you know, it's all like From the Inside Out, Caroline, and even our new single, I Am Not the Same. You know, I think that's for music lovers that love rock and love, you know, Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith, and Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Well, can I just say thank you as well, mate? You know, that song Caroline, that was real big on the radio years ago when I first started dating my now wife, and her name's Carol Ann, and I used to sing it to her. I used to change the words to Carol Ann instead of Caroline, and she used to love it. She was very romantic, you know?
Well, man, I'm glad I could aid in that.
Now, mate, you also do a radio show, and it's pretty cool to hear a guy who's a lead singer of a rockin' band that also does radio. Tell us about your show. What do you do?
The show's called The Joseph Rojas Show. It used to be called Hope in Anguish, not like Hope and Anguish, but like Hope Fighting Hope in the Midst of Your Anguish. But the show's called The Joseph Rojas Show. It's syndicated all over the world. I think we have, I don't exactly know how many stations that we have syndicated now, but it's a show that plays... you know, a mix of Christian hip-hop to Christian rock to Christian pop. And on the show, I'll read Facebook messages or I'll take call-ins and I'll just minister to hurting people or people that have questions. Maybe they have a question that maybe they're not, maybe they've never used drugs or alcohol, but they feel like they're losing faith or they're struggling. You know, maybe they're going to college now and just feel like there's a lot of peer pressure, and I just give them good godly advice, and we love on them. And then if they, you know, and then we have some that they switch the channel and they end up hearing us on a local radio station, and they want to know what this God thing's all about. We have a hope line. It's called thehopeline.com, and it's available for them to talk about whatever it is they're going through. Maybe it's cutting. Maybe you feel like maybe you believe the lie that you have to look like the cover of a magazine to be considered beautiful, and you make yourself throw up, or you just say horrible things about yourself in the mirror. We're available to listen to you, and we deal with those issues on the Joseph Rojas Show. And you can hear one of those clips if you go to josephrojas.org. That's josephrojas.org.
Now, mate, one of the things I love about you guys is you've obviously got a raw, edgy sound that a lot of young people love, but you really do have a great focus on worship as well. And, you know, the new album, you know, Love and Worship, what a great title for an album. I know you've covered a whole bunch of my favourite Vineyard worship songs over the years. How important is worship to you guys as a band?
Well, worship is everything. Worship isn't just a word, or worship isn't just a song. Worship is a lifestyle, man. You know, every day I wake up in worship. I don't want to start my day without worship. And worship, you know, comes from love. You don't worship things you don't love. And so for me, I only want to worship one, and that's Lord God above. You know, I want to worship Jesus, and I don't want anything to be an idol. I don't want anything to be my focus of my, you know, I don't want that to be my passion. I want Jesus to be my passion. And so that's why I love to do songs that glorify Jesus. And when you have a worship record that's out, it's awesome because you get to tour across the country doing two things you love, you know, Jesus being number one, singing worship songs to him, but number two, you get to play music. And so what an awesome combination. And music changes, music touches people. It meets people where they're at, and it's a perfect conduit to express the love of Jesus to people.
The website is SeventhDaySlumber.com. Well, mate, I reckon you're an absolute legend. I love your band. I love your sound. And you got any plans to come down under?
I want to. As a matter of fact, if there are any listeners out there that want to bring us in, Seventh Day Slumber would love to come and play a concert and also just hang out with your family and eat your food.
Well, it's been awesome to catch up with you. That's Joseph from the band Seventh Day Slumber. God bless you, mate. We'll hopefully see you down under in Australia sometime.
God bless you guys.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.